from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. This week, California officials are voting on the toughest new regulations in the country to promote cleaner cars. If passed, by 2025, 15% of new cars and trucks sold in the state would have to be powered by batteries, hydrogen fuel cells, or other technology that produces little or no air pollution. These kind of tough mandates have been tried before, but they failed. So is this finally the right time for the clean car? Lauren Summer has more.
This is a Prius V. Just came out this year. It's the longer wagon style.
This hybrid station wagon is one of several new Prius models that Joe Testa is showing curious customers at downtown Toyota in Oakland.
And it drives a little bit similar to the
There's already a waiting list for the new plug-in Prius, which comes out in March. Testa says demand has been strong since the first Prius came out more than a decade ago.
For Toyota in general, Northern California is their number one market.
Toyota came out with hybrids ahead of other car makers, maybe because the company anticipated changes in the market. Or, as some believe, it could be due to this California state agency.
We have been at the forefront of encouraging, and some people would say forcing, new technologies. The Prius hybrid electric vehicle is an example of that.
Tom Caquette is chief deputy director of the California Air Resources Board. He says to see California's legacy of shaping national car policy, you have to go back to 1975. The state had a growing smog problem, so the Air Board required cars to have catalytic converters. The federal government followed. California then tightened air pollution rules for cars again and again.
And almost in every case, the federal government would follow 2, 3, 4, 5 years later.
Today, new cars emit 99% less smog than cars did in the 1960s.
It's probably the most successful environmental program in the world.
Now, California has a new goal, dramatically cutting greenhouse gas emissions to fight climate change. Transportation accounts for 40% of the state's emissions.
The number one strategy to reduce greenhouse gases is these car standards.
The proposed standards would cut greenhouse gas emissions from new cars in half by 2025.
We actually worked very closely with the federal government under the Obama administration, and we've jointly developed the standards so they won't apply just in California, but they'll apply nationwide.
Meeting these tougher standards will raise car prices, but Caquette says those costs would be offset by fuel savings. And California is taking an even bolder step, requiring automakers to sell increasing numbers of clean cars in the state. By 2025, they'd have to sell almost 1.5 million vehicles that run on electricity or hydrogen fuel cells. The thing is, California has tried this before, and it didn't work.
I guess I would call it a little too visionary, perhaps.
In 1990, the Air Resources Board mandated that 10% of new car sales be zero-emission cars by 2003.
Obviously, that didn't happen. You know, the price of gas was cheap in those times. The price of the technologies were high.
Caquette's agency loosened those rules to include hybrid cars and cleaner gasoline engines, which he says drove car makers to develop them faster. Now, he believes that technology has come of age. Nissan is selling the all-electric Leaf, and Chevy is selling the Volt, a plug-in hybrid. And there's another big difference.
The car manufacturers were adamantly opposed to the concept of government telling them they needed to build a new type of technology. That's changed.
You are seeing more agreement between automakers and California and the federal government.
Gloria Berquist is a spokeswoman for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers in Washington, D.C.
Automakers have invested billions of dollars in these technologies, and so in some ways we have similar interests. Our interest in recouping our investment is now aligned with the societal imperative to get more of these vehicles on the road.
Berquist says the mandate calling for car makers to sell a certain number of clean vehicles will ultimately depend on consumers.
There's still a concern about what the consumer acceptance of these technologies is going to be, and that can make a mandate very scary.
We think that California should be bolder.
Don Anair is with the Union of Concerned Scientists, a nonprofit group that supports even stronger clean car rules.
We need that technology to advance, for the technology costs to come down and make these vehicles accessible to more and more consumers. By having a more aggressive standard, that gives more certainty to investors that California is committed.
Enair supports tougher standards sooner rather than later, since it takes 15 years on average for the entire fleet of cars on the road to turn over. If the new rules are successful, electric cars could be adopted at a much faster pace. Tom Kaquette of the Air Resources Board says they're doing all they can to encourage consumers to buy them, including funding a popular rebate program and working with companies to build an electric car charging infrastructure.
Right now, you've got to sort of have a jump start to this whole process. And in the absence of a jump start, there's a chance that it just will fail.
The Air Resources Board votes on the new rules later this week. For Quest, I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
What's it like to drive an electric car on an everyday basis? Check out our new blog with lessons from early adopters. Go to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.